this appointment of Vice Chairman. If I kick off by this, saying there was, it would be fair to say there was some lack of clarity around the decision we took at the previous meeting. Members will recall it was a bit unusual because Carlo was Chairman. In fact, the first item we had on the previous agenda was appointment of Vice Chairman, and I was appointed to the role of Vice Chairman, just to refresh everyone's memories. And then Carlo stepped down as Chairman, so I immediately took over in my role as Vice Chairman, acting as Chairman. And the first thing we did was appoint the Chairman, but there was some confusion because Carlo was proposed to be Vice Chairman, but it wasn't a properly constituted decision. And I take full responsibility for that because the monitoring officer had given me some advice that I didn't share with the rest of the committee, so it wasn't made clear. She's whispering in my ear, and I'm just assuming, I suppose, everyone can hear that, but obviously only I could hear it. So I take responsibility because it's the chairman's responsibility on any committee to make sure the decisions taken are clear and unambiguous. Well, obviously, we've done the safe thing, and the decision to appoint the chairman was quite clear and unambiguous, but there was definitely ambiguity, to put it mildly, about the appointment of vice chairman. And it certainly hadn't been my intention to take the appointment of vice chairman at that particular time. So we're going to do that again now. I'll take nominations for that position. Alan.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Nick Turner as vice chairman.
Thank you.
I'm happy to second that, Chairman.
Thanks, Mark. Any other proposals? I'll take a vote on that. All those in favour? Thanks. To the contrary? Okay, that's carried. Thank you very much.